Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Healthy Over 50 podcast. If you listened to the last episode, let's talk about menopause. We began opening the door to a conversation that too many women have been left to navigate alone. Today, we're going one layer deeper. We're going to explore why the symptoms happen, what's actually changing in your body, and most importantly, the mental shift that allows you to go through the transition with strength, clarity, and confidence. So obviously, menopause is not the end, it's a transition. The word menopause carries a lot of cultural baggage. You know, some people talk about the change, the end, the mental pause. No wonder so many women feel anxious around it. But biologically speaking, menopause is not a decline. It is your body transitioning into a new, stable phase of life. Your body isn't breaking down, it's recalibrating. Let's look at the three stages so the picture becomes clearer. Obviously, we've covered some of it in the previous episode, but just in case you didn't listen to that episode. So obviously, perimenopause is the transition. So this is the phase that, you know, more or less begins in your late 30s, early 40s, and lasts for, you know, 4 or 5, up to 10 years. And basically, your ovaries are still producing estrogen, which is the key hormone for women. You know, when we think about men, we think about testosterone. Well, for us women, it's about estrogen. But ovulation becomes less predictable. So when ovulation becomes irregular, progesterone drops, estrogen becomes relatively higher, and this hormonal imbalance is what drives most of your symptoms. So you may experience hot flashes, night sweats, sleep difficulties, mood swings, or even anxiety, brain fog, changes in your body composition, you know, particularly more weight around the middle. And there is no single blood test that confirms perimenopause. And usually it's your symptoms over time that tell the story. And you know, one day you're in menopause. So menopause itself, it's not a long phase. It's a moment. You reach menopause when you've gone 12 months without a period. From that point onwards, your reproductive years are complete. And this tends to happen around the age of 51, you know, give or take several years, and it is completely normal. Now, once you reach postmenopause, this is your new baseline. So after menopause, the ovaries no longer release eggs, and levels of estradiol, which is your strongest estrogen. So if you are postmenopausal or even perimenopausal, this is the estrogen that your body is using mostly. So that's called estradiol. But once you're postmenopause, they actually decrease. So you get a weaker estrogen called estrone, and that becomes your primary form, and it's mostly produced in body fat. And this is why, you know, some women continue to have hot flashes, for a while, weight changes become more noticeable, skin, hair, mood, and sleep may feel different. But here is the empowering part. Once the hormonal roller coaster settles, your body reaches a new equilibrium, and this is not a collapse, it's just you having stabilized. So now we touched a bit on the symptoms. Obviously, at this point you've understood that your hormones influence temperature regulation, mood and emotional resilience, memory and focus, sleep cycles, and even muscle mass and fat distribution. So when they shift, you feel the ripple in many areas of life. And some of the most common symptoms include weight gain, hot flashes, sleep disturbance, hair thinning, vaginal dryness, lower libido, brain fog, and mood fluctuations. But here are something many women are never told. These changes are manageable, and your experience can be dramatically improved by how you support your body and how you approach this transition mentally. Now, in another episode, we'll cover more the solutions that are more related to your body and the things that you could do, the kind of interventions that you can choose to go for. So that's in an episode to come. But today we're just focusing more on the mindset, you know? And it's like, this is where actually mindset becomes medicine. Aging is often framed as losing something, but aging is living. It's evidence you've grown, survived, and learned. The question isn't, how do I avoid aging? The question is, how do I want to live the years ahead? And many of us need to reframe, and you know, we need to change the narrative. So your 50s can be stronger, wiser, more intentional, more fulfilling. But that requires a shift in perspective. Instead of looking back at what has changed, look forward to what's possible now. You have more self-awareness, more emotional intelligence, a deeper sense of what matters, and the freedom to prioritize your needs, often for the first time in decades. So I really want you and need you to take a moment to reflect, you know, think about building your vision, you know, the one that will help you move forward. And ask yourself, you know, what does vitality look like for you at 70? Do you want to hike? Do you want to travel? Do you want to dance? You want to play with grandchildren? Feel independent, mobile, and clear-minded? Your future health begins with choices you make today. So I just want you to think about, you know, I want to share with you your journal prompts for this week. And just answer those three questions. What matters most to me now? What do I want the next 30 years of my life to feel like? What is one small daily habit I can commit so that, you know, I can align my vision to that habit? Small steps repeated consistently change everything. So, menopause isn't something happening to you, it's something happening through you. Your body is evolving, your identity is shifting, your power is rising. So this is not the end of your story. It is the moment you reclaim the pen, right? So I just want to thank you for listening today. And if this episode resonated with you, take a moment to share it with a friend, a sister, a colleague who might need to hear it too. And remember, healthy choices today are the foundation for a stronger, vibrant tomorrow. So I'll see you in the next one.